Well, my talk is tritrophic studies on Bt broccoli imported cabbage worm and the Parasitoid-Termalus piparum. Kind of so. And as you may know, Bt crops was first commercialized in 1996, and in the last decade, the global growing area just keep increasing. And today it's about like 32 million hectares. And however, in these Bt crops, there's no any Bt cruciferous vegetables has yet been commercialized. As you may know, there are many Lepidopterus, such as diamondback moths, imported cabbage worm, and cabbage looper, that can damage vegetables and causing a lot of problems. And we also know there are a lot of research institutes are working on this project, such as Simba Project, which is collaboration on insect management for brassicas in Asia and Africa. Our lab is involved in this project, which is actually a 12 years project, involved five different public and private sectors, and many focus on India, Indonesia, and Kenya, and aimed to develop and commercialize this dual gene Bt cabbage and cauliflower in this country. And to commercialize Bt cruciferous, there are many challenges. So among those different challenges, there are two major things we are often concerned. The first one is the efficacy of this Bt cruciferous on target insect pests, and also the compatibility with biological control. And because we want to know whether this Bt cruciferous will be more friendly to these natural enemies. And recently there are two review papers has been published in Nature Biotechnology and Science, and it's concluded that Bt plants so far there's no negative impact on predators. However, the negative impact was often reported on parasitoids. So in this study we're gonna use our system, that's Bt broccoli imported cabbage worm and the Termalus piparum, to address the following two questions. The first one is the efficacy of the Bt broccoli on this target imported cabbage worm, and the second one can look at the impact on the parasitoid. As you might know, the imported cabbage worm is a very destructive insect, and the parasitoid Termalus is actually is a pupal parasitoid, but it also can parasitize the later instars, and the parasitism rate could up to 44% in the field. And these slides briefly introduce the methodology I used in the study. So basically, we collect the different instars of the imported cabbage worm and let them feed on Bt plants or non-Bt plants, check the mortality, and also we feed the later instars on Bt broccoli for several days, about 1 to 2 days, let them expose to Bt toxin, and then release this parasitoid genes, check the parasitism rate and some other parameters. And we also detected the Bt toxin transfer within this food chain, see whether this toxin could be uptaken by either the herbivores or the parasitoid. So this table basically summarizes the efficacy of the Bt broccoli. Actually, we test three different Bt broccoli plants. That's single gene or dual gene plants. And as you can see here, they have Cry1C, Cry1AC, and the combination of the two toxins. And it's very effective for the Bt plants to control this imported cabbage worm. And after we exposed those later instars to Bt plants for several days and then released this parasitoid gene, we checked the parasitism rate and the developmental time. And as you can see here, the parasitism rate was lower than the non-Bt control. And also the developmental time was a little elongated. And another parameters here, that's the total number of the emergence and the longevity. And you can see also they are either lowered or shortened. So this graph actually shows the transfer of the Bt toxin in the food chain. And unsurprisingly, we find the toxin in the BT plants and also in the BT plants fed imported capybara. But we didn't find the toxin in the parasitoid adults that's emerged from those BT fed imported capybara. But after we dissected those imported capybara pupae, we dissect out those parasitoid cocoons, and we do find those toxin could be found on these cocoons. So to some extent, this may suggest these parasitoid larvae, when they're developing inside of these BT plants fed imported capybara, they may have been exposed to BT toxin. So from this, so far we can say this parasitoid kind of has been affected by this BT toxin, but we don't really know is that a direct toxicity of BT toxin or something else. So also it's very difficult to find a very strict answer whether that's a direct toxicity. So we figured probably it's much easier to understand that if there are some toxicity, this offsprings of the parasitoid emerged from this BT plant fed imported capybara may be less fit. That's kind of it's less active. So to test this hypothesis, we used these offsprings which emerged, developed from this BT broccoli fed imported capybara to inoculate this new healthy imported capybara pupae. And this pupae has never been exposed to BT toxin before. So from these four small graphs here, you can see we checked all these four different parameters here. We haven't seen any negative impact on those offsprings, which means this offspring can successfully utilize these subsequently offered hosts. So should be no direct toxicity to them, but this also is kind of not a very clear answer for that, but to some extent should be all right to say that. And then we also checked the, so it's, when then we looked at some other factors such as the indirect effect of, in BT area most time we more focus on this host quality issues, so we check the host quality. Which there are two parameters we looked for. That's a pupal length and the pupal weight. And this pupae has, before the pupate, the later instars has fed on BT plants for several days. And the bottom picture, you can see these bigger ones are developed from non-BT plants, and this one is from BT plants. So the length and the pupal weight, both of them have been significantly affected. So to conclude this study, we can say the BT broccoli could effectively control imported capybara, and the negative impact on those parasitoids most likely is resulted from this host quality, and we didn't really see a very direct toxicity of the BT toxin on this parasitoid. And comparing with previous synthetic chemical insecticides on those natural enemies, we probably can say BT cruciferous will be more compatible with biological control than this chemical insecticides. Here comes the last slide. I would like to thank my every member's work in our lab and every people that are involved in this work. And thank you.
We have a little time for some questions from Bill.
Yes, please.
Could you repeat the question?
The question is the mortality of the imported capybara on BT plants? That's actually is another part of the study. The first part we showed the mortality of the imported capybara actually for different instars. We looked different instars from the neonates to the fifth instars, And for from 1 to 13 star, about 100% it will be killed. And the 4th and the 5th get a little more tolerant, but still you probably can reach like 95 mortality.